From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, April 2nd. Coming up, we'll learn about what goes into preparing for the Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend and what it means for the community. But first, these headlines. Following last night's election, five candidates are in the lead for seats on the Champaign Unit 4 Board of Education. IPM's Emily Hayes has more on the unofficial results.
While mail-in ballots could shake up the results, Fatima Ahmed, Justin Michael Hendricks, Christy Arnold, Tony Bruno, and Grace King are currently ahead of the pack. Ahmed received the most votes out of any of the candidates so far, and Arnold has won the most votes among those competing for a four-year term. She's an accountant, and she thinks voters responded to her more direct message about what the district needs.
I think it signals that, you know, we need a real change on the board and a lot less dysfunction and more collaboration with the community.
Three Champaign Unit 4 school board members resigned last year, citing unproductive group dynamics. Bruno, who's a lawyer, also thinks voters want a change. He says he's not counting his eggs before they hatch, but if he's elected, he'd support replacing the superintendent.
A superintendent who can bring us into a brighter future and deliver on the expectations that all parents should have for their children.
He says he wants a superintendent who is effective, professional, and accountable. Ahmed and Arnold have also said they would replace the current superintendent, while King and Hendricks say they would need to learn more first. The official results will be finalized within 3 weeks. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Champaign voters rejected a property tax increase aimed at funding the area's only low-barrier shelter, Strides. IPM Student Newsroom's Michael Sweeney has more.
The 24/7 shelter in downtown Champaign is funded by temporary COVID-19 relief funds that will run out by the end of the year. That's according to Kyle Patterson, who appears to have been reelected as City of Champaign Township Supervisor.
It feels good to win, but it also, because of the referendum, we're going to have a lot of challenges.
He says Strides has other grant funding from the state and that it'll be having conversations with governmental partners in the community.
Because this is, you know, something that affects our whole community, and it's a benefit to our whole community.
He says he'll be focused on finding long-term funding for both the shelter and the township's rental assistance program. I'm Michael Sweeney, IPM News.
The property tax referendum would have increased annual payments for a home valued at $200,000 from about $19 to $138 a year. Unofficial results show 59% of voters opposed the tax increase. Champaign County could see some severe weather this afternoon. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
Another potent springtime storm system will once again bring the risk for severe thunderstorms to portions of the Midwest. A widespread area of rain and thunderstorm activity will move into central Illinois midday today. Abundant wind shear is in place, but widespread cloud cover and ongoing thunderstorm activity to the west brings some question as to the timing and severity of today's severe weather event locally. The Storm Prediction Center has placed much of east central Illinois under an enhanced risk for severe weather today, including the potential for a few tornadoes and damaging wind gusts with any severe storm locally. The most likely time for any severe weather in the WILL severe weather coverage area is between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Wednesday afternoon and evening. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Illinois students and public university leaders came together this week to hammer home the importance of federal education funding and infrastructure for marginalized students. Jacqueline Salgado says she was the first in her family to go to college, thanks largely to federal financial aid.
I graduated from the University of Illinois Chicago debt-free, thankfully due to the Pell Grants that were accessible to students like myself, as well as programs like the Federal Work Study, as I did work through my whole undergrad, and I continue to work through my grad student program.
Salgado is now a graduate student at the University of Illinois Chicago, researching the health of farm workers. She worries President Trump's cuts to federal education and research funding could interrupt that work. The Fighting Illini baseball team defeated the Illinois State Redbirds at home last night, 8-2. IPM's Colin Hyslop has the story.
Illinois put it all together in yesterday's win, as the pitching staff and lineup were both excellent. The pitching staff has struggled to keep runs to a minimum in 2025, but they held the Redbirds scoreless through seven innings. The Illini offense came alive in the seventh inning as the team scored five runs, highlighted by a Colin Jennings two-run homer. The team now has an overall record of 15-11 and are 4-5 against Big Ten Conference opponents. Illinois will host a weekend series next against Maryland from Friday to Sunday. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn about what goes into preparing for the Christie Clinic Illinois race weekend and what it means for the community. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy with thunderstorms likely in a high of 74 degrees. A few storms could become severe this afternoon and evening, with south wind 20 to 30 miles per hour gusting to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a low of 50 degrees. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 62 degrees. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of showers and a low of 46 degrees. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, cloudy with showers and a high of 60 degrees. And a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Northern Illinois Congressman Brad Schneider, who this year was elected to lead the center-left New Democrat Coalition. Plus, legal scholar Aziz Rana on whether we're heading for a collapse of our constitutional system. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You are listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. At the end of the month, runners will be gathering at the start line for the Illinois Marathon and other races that make up the Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend. I spoke with race director Jan Seeley about the race weekend and what it means to the community. The amount of people who are just hands-on is incredible. How do you get such a communal atmosphere in these races?
I've always said this. I take no credit for this. We are a very hospitable, welcoming community. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the people who just come out of their house and set up a chair and serve hot dogs and I hear beer somewhere in Urbana, that's just part of kind of who we are as a culture of Champaign-Urbana and Savoy. But the volunteer piece is huge, and we obviously rely on about 2,500 people to sign up for various positions. And they're an extension of us. They're the beating heart, we like to say, of the race. And people are just really into it, and our runners feel very supported. Mm-hmm. And it's our day to shine. It's an event that shines such a nice light on our community, and we step up to that challenge.
Yeah. The Pacers. Can you tell me a little bit about where the Pacers come from?
Yes, yeah, so this is a personal story. So my late husband, Joe, died in October of 2012, mm-hmm. and towards the end of his life, we kind of knew that he was going to lose his battle to leukemia. And our PACE team, led by Jim Christ, he's been with us since day one, decided while Joe was still alive to name the PACE team after him. So our PACE team are called Joe's Pacers. Mm-hmm. And Jim recruits these runners from all over. We have about 25, and they run specific goal times. And if you're somebody who's trying to run, a 4-hour marathon, your best bet is to stay with one of these Pacers. And they're all festooned in a certain way. They wear Joe's Pacers shirts, and they carry little signs, which is a little hard to run 26 miles carrying a little sign that has the pace. It's a great way, if you're someone who's trying to hit a goal, attach yourself with them at the start line.
Is there anything about the race that you find is your favorite?
I love that family comes on race weekend. It's something that we've done every year, especially since Joe passed. So I love that part of it. And I'm mindful for myself as well as my staff. We work all year. We work really hard. Please make sure you have some fun. Enjoy it. I do just love the joy of it. I love everybody having their story for why they've chosen our event, and to see the emotion at the finish line is I get teary just sort of thinking about it. I love, at some point on Saturday, I will be at the finish line. I'm greeting runners. I'm often the person who gives the last medal to the last finisher. And I just appreciate and have the utmost respect and sense of awe for what this event does for people and for our community.
Yeah. Jen, you had mentioned the community around the race, but also the race has given a lot to the community. Can you talk a little bit about the programs, Kicks for CU Kids, and then the hands-only CPR training?
Yeah. The thermometer of giving goes up every year, and we're almost at $2 million that we've given back, mostly to local charities. So we're very, very proud about that. But I like to think about our event as this platform for doing good in our community. And so this started as a very small idea, but we were doing a little training program over at Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club for the youth run, and we noticed many of them did not have the appropriate shoes. That little germ led to a nonprofit that we started last year called Kicks for CU Kids, where working with Mike Lindemann in Body and Soul, who sells us the shoes at cost, and we got sponsorship dollars from Human Kinetics here, Champaign, and others, we were able to work with programs in schools, or churches, or after school kids who were training for our 5K or our Busey Bank Illinois Youth Run, for whom shoes was a barrier to participation. And so last year, we gave shoes to 79 kids at 7 different programs. And this year, we're at like 10 programs and 130 shoes. So we've really amped it up. And then a lot of people know that last year, on top of the protest that canceled the 5K, on top of almost losing our Saturday event, we had a cardiac arrest in Meadowbrook Park. The family's comfortable sharing. It was Dr. Rafael Ruggieri, who is a general surgeon at our title sponsor, Christie Clinic. Wow. Most importantly, his life was saved in large measure because of the immediate and high-quality CPR that he received from his son, Isaac, who was running with, who had literally just finished his CPR training. Mm-hmm. And the first 3 runners behind him all had medical training. They did what they did until our on-the-ground EMS people got there, got great care at Carl. But 10 or 11% of people who have a cardiac event outside of a hospital die. The people who live, it's because they got that high-quality care. So it was a wake-up call for us. And so we started a free, hands-only CPR training program with Christie's support and Jen Wilson and her company, Vital Education Supply. And we've had 6 training sessions so far. And we're doing a massive one race weekend on Friday in Memorial Stadium for 200 people.
Jen, can you talk a little bit about the theme, Tradition and Triumph?
Tradition and Triumph really came out of, we had hired a photographer last year to specifically focus on finish line emotion. And when we saw these photos, we all said, Triumph. And then because we're at the university and we had the 100th anniversary of the stadium, tradition, what else could we add to that? And that's how Tradition and Triumph came to. And so it really speaks to the triumphant feeling that people have at the finish line, but also the tradition of this race, of this community, of this university, and of the things that runners and walkers do every year as part of their annual journey with us.
Race weekend events include the Health and Fitness Expo on Thursday, April 24th, the 5K on April 25th, and then the 10K, half marathon, full marathon, and 4-person relay on Saturday, April 26th. For more information, you can visit illinoismarathon.com. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Michael Sweeney, Andrew Pritchard, Lisa Corey and Phillip, Colin Highslope, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.